Blog Talk Radio.
Give up.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise on today. Amen. Come on, let's enter in with all faith, trusting God for a mighty move in our life and those in our family as we come believing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, come on, come on. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Father God, we can't thank you enough, oh God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we can't thank you enough. Lord, we come surrendering all over to you, withholding nothing, oh Lord. We come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness, oh Lord, knowing that all we need, oh God, coming from you, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, as we enter in on today, oh Lord. We ask, oh God, that you'll do a new thing in us right now, God. Oh Lord, change us and make us more like you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray right now that you release your warring angels to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every hindering spirit, every lying, manipulating, controlling spirit, every spirit of limitation, stagnation, procrastination. We come against the spirit of death and destruction, of premature death. We come against the spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation. We come against the spirit of poverty, lack, and death. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, and viruses. We come against every spirit of oppression, depression, fear, pride, worry. Hallelujah. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of unforgiveness, amen, anger, rage, and wrath, of bitterness and resentment, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command every spirit of lack to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every spirit of jealousy and addiction, every spirit of gluttony and mammon, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Holy Spirit of God, fill us afresh right now. Fill us afresh when we've been emptied, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, fill these your temples with as much Shekinah glory as possible, that all will see and know that we belong to you. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We're so thankful for this day, Lord God, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We're thankful for the blood of Jesus Christ, knowing it cleanses us from all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1:9. It allows us to come boldly to the throne of grace, according to Hebrews 4:16. We're thankful for the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to protect, cleanse, heal, deliver, sanctify, redeem us, justify us, and to make all things new. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for new works and new grace. Amen. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Amen. We thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your word says that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Oh Lord, we rejoice in the hearing and the calling upon your name. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, have free course in our life, oh God, for our life belongs to you, and we just want to say thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we need you. We come asking for more of you and less of ourselves. Oh, Lord, you are the potter. We are the clay. Oh, Lord, we mold us the way that you have us to be. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we seek to do your will. So we bind our minds to the mind of Christ and our will to your will, Heavenly Father. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, through the new covenant, put your law in our mind and write it upon our hearts. Amen. Lord, search out your sheep and take care of them, rescue them, and bring them back from the foreign nations, amen, where they now live, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Be their shepherd and let them graze on fertile fields, and be safe on grassy meadows and green hills. Bring back the ones that wander off, O Lord. Banish those that are hurt, and protect those that are weak, amen. Let your showers of blessing be released upon our lives in this season, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, bring to the nations and give the people a new heart and a new spirit. Put your spirit in them, and let them keep their statutes, oh God, and judge in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your covenant of peace continue from generation to generation, and let your sanctuary be established in our midst. And then, Lord, magnify yourself, and sanctify yourself, and let the nations know that you are the Lord. Amen. Let the river of life flow from the dwelling place throughout the nations, and let the nations be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the nations eat from the trees of life. Amen. And let them be hallowed for medicine. Lord, we are a saint, and we possess the kingdom, and we thank you. Let the sovereignty, power, and greatness of the kingdom of the whole heaven be handed over to the saints, the people of the Most High God. Lord, you came to make an end of sins and to establish your kingdom. Lord, you came to bring an everlasting righteousness and establish your kingdom. Lord, you came to seal up the vision and the prophecy and to establish your kingdom. We decree and declare that we are part of the kingdom of God. Amen. Lord, you came to anoint the most holy and to establish your kingdom. Lord, we have hurry up. Lord, you have obtained mercy. We have obtained mercy and we belong to you and you are our God. Hallelujah. Let whoever calls upon you be saved, O Lord. Let them come to Mount Zion and be delivered. Amen. Let the people know that you are the Lord God. Your word is Zion, the holy mountain. Let no strangers pass through Zion anymore. Let the mountain strip with new wine into our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the hills flow with milk into our lives. Let the rivers of Judah praise, flood our life. Amen. Let your foundation come forth from the church and water the valley sentiment. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let Judah praise the world in our life forever and your church from generation to generation. Lord, you raise up the tabernacle of David and repair its damages and raise up its ruins as in the days of old. Amen. Let the nations come into. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let your church possess the remnant of Edom in all the nations which are called by your name. Amen. Let our life yield such a harvest that we won't be able to bring it all of our week before plowing time, that we have grapes left over from season to season and fruit from vineyard that covers the mountains. Amen. Let us rebuild our towns and live in them. Amen. May we drink wine from our own vineyards and eat from the fruit we grow. Amen. Hallelujah, oh God. Plant our roots deep in the land you have given us so that we will never be uprooted again. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the nation receive deliverance on Mount Zion. Amen. And let them walk in holiness. Let us possess our possession. Amen. Raise up deliverance on Mount Zion. And let the mountain of Esau, the flesh, be judged for the kingdom of the Lord. Amen. Lord, send me the lame and the outcast and the afflicted. Lord, you reign over us in Mount Zion from henceforth and forever, even ever, evermore. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm letting your kingdom has come to us. Even the first dominion, Lord, you have had compassion on us and have subdued our iniquities and have cast out our sins into the depths of the sea. Lord, we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare a curse according to 1 John 1:9 that our sins are forgiven and we're cleansed from all unrighteousness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will put our hands to the plow and we will not look back for the kingdom of God at hand. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you came and set us free, that you left nothing undone, that you said it is finished. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, you have compassion on us. And hallelujah, we just want to say thank you. Let the feet of them who preach the gospel bring the tidings and promise peace to the nation. Lord, you rejoice over us with gladness and singing. Hallelujah, you quiet us with your love. Lord, you will deal with all who afflict us. Hallelujah, we'll save the lame. You will gather those who were driven out, returning us home, oh God, and giving us praise and honor in the place of our captivity. Let nations be joined to you, oh God. Lord, and let them be your people with you and your dwelling in their midst. Lord, you are the branch. Build the temple, your church, and rule from the throne, oh God. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, dwell in our life in truth and righteousness. Oh Lord, let us be as jewels in a crown, lifted up as a banner over the land. Lord, speak peace to the nations, amen. And let your dominion be from sea to sea and from the rivers to the ends of the earth. Oh Lord, let the wicked be purged out the land, that we your children may live in peace. Lord, how great is your goodness and how great is your beauty, oh Lord. Let your fountain flow to the nations from sin and cleanliness. And then, hallelujah, let your living waters flow from the church and be our king over all the earth. Lord, let the nation come and worship you and to keep the feast of tabernacles. Let the people you have gathered, hallelujah, enjoy the time of harvest, joy and praise. Let holiness of the Lord be upon our lives and we will serve you in our homes. And then, and we just want to say thank you. Let every vessel in your house be holy and let us offer the sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. Lord, you are the son of righteousness. Arise with healing in your wings. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let the mission things of the kingdom be revealed to us. Let men hear the word of your kingdom and bring forth fruit. Amen. Let us be scribes who are instructed concerning your kingdom, O Lord. Lord, let your mercy be upon those who fear you from generation to generation. Lord, show strength with your arm and scatter the proud in their imagination. Amen. Lord, put down the mighty from their thrones and exalt the lowly, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, O Lord, as we come this day, we come humbling ourselves with your mighty hand that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we cry out for your help on today. Oh, Lord, help us and those in our family. Oh, Lord, send your help right now. And we thank you for your ever-present help and your help that's on the way, oh God. Lord, fill the hungry with good things and send the rich away empty. Lord, hallelujah. Lord, let us be delivered out of the hand of our enemies and let us serve you without fear in holiness and righteousness all the days of our life. Oh, Lord, give us power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases, to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Amen. Lord, your kingdom does not come with observation, not physical, God, but it is within us. Amen. Let rivers of living water flow from our innermost being, oh God. Let the word of God spread and the number of the disciples be multiplied greatly. Let signs and wonders increase in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We are you for her. We have been circumcised in the heart and in the spirit. And we praise. Hallelujah. Our praise is not of men, but of God. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, Lord God. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. Move on us right now. Cleanse out our homes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let your light so shine forth, oh God, in our life, oh God, that all was clear that we belong to you. Father, from him through him, and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, your kingdom is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Let your righteousness, peace, and joy be revealed to the nations. To God only wise, be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Let your word be preached, not with persecution. Lord, we just want to say thank you according to human wisdom, oh God. But in the demonstration of the spirit and power, oh Lord, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation. In your knowledge, and let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened to know the hope of your calling and the riches of the glory of your inheritance. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Upon your God be glory in the church, through Christ Jesus, through all ages. Hallelujah, world without end. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, God. We've come to Zion this day, to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. Amen. To God, our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. That the nation, hallelujah, that must say, walk in the light of the new Jerusalem, and let the kings bring their honor and glory unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We decree and declare that we'll save them, and all that's in our family are saved. And in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that not one will be left behind. With all we enter to your presence, oh God, that you will, hallelujah, that you will strengthen us. Hallelujah, job well done. My good and faithful servant. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given us. Amen. Hallelujah. You've given us the keys to the kingdom. Amen. And we have the keys of the kingdom. And whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. We bind the keys in chains and the nobles with feathers about us. We bind the strong man and sword is good. We bind Levitin and all proud spirits arrayed against our life. We bind the principalities, powers, rules of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high place. Amen. We bind all sicknesses and diseases released against our mind or our body. Amen. Let the exiles be loosed, O Lord. Let the prisons be loosed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we loose ourselves from all generational curses and hereditary spirits. We loose ourselves from every time of the witchcraft, sorcery, and divination. We lose our self right now from the bands of wickedness. We lose our mind, will, and emotions from every assignment and spirit of darkness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we lose our city and region from every assignment of hell. We lose our finances from every spirit of poverty, death, and lack. And in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we pray for an open heaven on today, that you will pour out blessings, that we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. Oh, Lord, let us find favor in that title, Lord. Oh, Lord, hear our prayers on today. Oh, Lord, remember us and bring those and our family out of harm's way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we know you to be a God of turnaround. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name that you would divinely intervene right now and turn it all around for our good and those in our family, oh, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we know you the God of breakthrough. Amen. Oh, Lord, let breakthrough come in our healing. Let breakthrough come in our peace. Let breakthrough come in our finances, Lord. Let breakthrough come in our blend business and employment. Let breakthrough come in our relationships, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, wherever the enemy has called division, oh, Lord, yet you need to come right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we pray for divine order in our lives. Oh, Lord, when things are out of order, Lord, let order come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, let us receive spiritual alignment and spiritual growth, that we will grow mighty in your word, oh, God, to operate according to your Holy Spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we die daily to this flesh. Oh, Lord, we ask that you strengthen our spirit, man. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, I pray on today, oh God, that you would just touch in the mighty way in the life of your daughter, out of the body in the life of your daughter and her children's children's children. Your daughter Bernstein, your daughter Classy, amen, hallelujah. Your daughter Cam, hallelujah. Rekabamosha, your daughter Shundanito, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your daughter Earlene, oh God, right now. Your daughter Dorito, oh God. Your daughter Sharon Gordon, oh God. Your daughter Bridget, oh God. Rekabamosha, fire. Oh Lord, your daughter Brenda Gale, amen. Your daughter Connie, oh God. Hallelujah, daughter Arusame, oh God. Your daughter Liza Jane, oh Lord. Oh Lord, move right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Your daughter Sharon Matthew, oh God. Lord, we come out of here. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Holy Ghost, have your way. Move in our home right now. Oh Lord, set us a fire with our Holy Ghost, oh God. Let the fire come like a furnace, oh God. Oh Lord, let strength come to our bones right now. Oh Lord, let us speak with a new tongue, oh God. Lord, remove every spiritual numbness, every spiritual deafness, every spiritual sleep, every spiritual ignorance, oh Lord. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. We can't thank you enough. We receive our faith, our healing. We receive our deliverance. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Help on today, oh God. Oh Lord, open the doors that no man can close. Oh Lord, close doors that no man can open. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we take back everything that the enemy has stole from us right now with immediate effect. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare the goodness of the Lord shall follow us all the days of our life. And we share the wealth in the house of the Lord forever. And we just want to say thank you. We put on us right now the full armor of God. And we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us. From the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Huh? Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare we are covered up with the full arm of God. We take the shield of faith up and we use it against all the forces of the enemy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We take the sword of the Spirit up, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the gates of hell and everything that the enemy set up against us and those in our family. And we decree and declare victory right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. Heavenly Father, we ask you to order our steps according to Psalm 37 and 23. We acknowledge you, Father God, precious Jesus, Holy Spirit, in all our ways. Amen. According to Proverbs 3 and 6, we acknowledge you, Lord Jesus Christ, over all areas of our life and everything we do. We would do it heartily according to Colossians 3 and 23. Listen to your spirit, hallelujah, and rejoice as we do it for you, O God. We have your promise that you will direct our path according to Proverbs 4:18. We will not lean to our own understanding, go by what we think is good, but we will trust your Holy Spirit with all our heart and hallelujah. And we'll believe our path is directed by you according to Proverbs 3:5-6. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. We thank you, Father God, that change has come. We thank you, Lord God, for your peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, we pray, oh God, for traveling grace for those of us that will be traveling on today or traveling right now. Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercies right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let us receive traveling grace. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, over every vehicle, for form of transportation that we may take on today. Every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread or our heads may lay. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over right now. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare we're blessed, and we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God praise. Hallelujah. Will you just thank him this afternoon? Amen. Come on, come on, come on. Open up your mouth and just thank God right where you are. Will you just thank him?
Thank you.
We can do better this morning. We still here, amen. Some people didn't make it to see this hour. They woke up this morning on their way, amen. Hallelujah. But
amen.
We're still here, amen. And we're still able. Hallelujah. 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 The Bible says everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Amen. Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Come on and just praise him. Hey, Classy, yes, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this afternoon? How you been?
I'm doing fine. Good morning, family, and I thank God for waking me up this morning, closed on my right
yes,
mind. I'm glad to get back on the line. I was waiting on you. I was getting nervous. I didn't know what was going on, but I thank God. I feel better now. And I'm doing great today.
Amen.
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 Thank
Amen.
You. Thank
Amen.
God for the day. What a God.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
God.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. So good to hear your voice this afternoon, this new day that God has given us. So we definitely thank God for you. We love you so much. It's always
Amen.
Good to have you on the line. Thank you for joining last Saturday at midnight. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you blessed us all on the line. So we thank God
what
for
a,
you.
What a God. What a God.
What a God. What a God.
Thank
what a God.
Lord. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Nobody
Amen.
But God. Yes,
Mama,
Lord.
God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this afternoon? And how you been? Mama? I thought there was a number. Are you on mute, Mama? Okay.
Yeah,
well,
my phone's on mute.
Okay.
Good blessed afternoon to from Houston all the way to Louisiana and all the way to Indiana. I'm doing good because guess what? The Lord woke me up several times.
Yes.
Still here.
Yes, Lord.
You Lord.
Yes.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you.
Amen.
We love you. We miss you at midnight, but we definitely pray for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. God bless you. God keep you. Cousin Sean Denise, God bless you. Welcome this afternoon. How you doing and how you being?
Yes,
good afternoon, family. I am so great to be on the show. Thank you for sending me the text. I am so blessed. I am so thankful to hear the call again. And I just want to say I love you guys, and I'm so grateful to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. We're so thankful to have you on the line. We thank God for you. Amen. It's so always so good to hear you back on the line. We are so blessed to have you. God bless you. God keep you. We know you have been feeling well, but we have been praying for you. Lift you up in prayer here.
Amen.
We love you so
thank
much.
You.
Amen.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Thank you.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Now, I don't know this number, but 832-801-3383. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? Is this Aunt Bridget? Hello? Phone number 832-801-3383. Okay, we're just going to keep going because I don't know who number that is. Amen. Hallelujah. Mama Sharon Gordon,
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? Sharon Gordon. Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I see a new day, and I just thank God for it. And I just been enjoying myself on that midnight prayer, but I missed last night because I fell asleep. But God knows
too,
it's going to do it.
Amen. We were praying for you.
Amen.
We definitely prayed for you. And Cousin Dorita, we prayed for as well because y'all normally be on the line at midnight, so we definitely lift y'all up in prayer. We did miss you, though.
Thank
God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much, and we thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, Eliza, thank God bless you. Welcome this afternoon. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, Sam. I had it on me. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I chased you down this morning until I found out what was going on. So I'm thankful to be on the line this morning. And y'all must have been praying for me on the midnight prayer line, but I was asleep. But thanks for the prayer. So y'all asked, I had a little bump in the road, but thank God I'm well and I'm moving and I'm up and I'm kicking. Praise God.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much.
Thank
Ada Liza, thank you. So good to hear your voice on the line this afternoon.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's blessed God. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Welcome this afternoon. How you doing and how you been?
Thank you.
I'm doing wonderful, and thank you for that wonderful prayer. And
it's
just amazing how scrambling, trying to find out where you were. You know, you get greeted by the word of God because we're serving awesome God. I mean,
yes,
he's blessing us. To wake up
Lord.
And see another day, we got our health and strength, and everybody on the line sounds so lit up. What an awesome God. Thank him enough.
Right.
A new day and a new start.
Yes, Lord.
He's just awesome. He's just awesome. And I'm just grateful. I'm so glad to get in on the line because I sure was trying to get you, man. I tell you. I was calling.
I dialed 99 times.
So she got to be there.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay. I'm done. I'm done. I'm just grateful and thankful. Love y'all.
Thank you.
We love you. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Yes, we wasn't going to stop until we got in position. I said, okay, Friday at 12. So we just thank God we are here. Amen. We're able to receive. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hey,
Brother C, God bless you this afternoon. How are you doing and how you been?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Thanks to the Lord. I want to apologize for not being on there last Saturday, but I'll sit up here and I forgot the day was Saturday and didn't know it was Saturday until about 2 o'clock that day. So I thank the Lord that I wasn't nothing wrong with me. I just forgot the day was, that day was Saturday. But I'm blessed. I'm thanking the Lord. I'm doing good, doing great, and hope everybody else is doing fine.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. We love you. We definitely miss you. I was doing calling everybody, and I said, wait a minute, where's Aunt Vernon seeing that? I said, wait a minute.
We did.
So God bless you. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. God keep you. We love you so much, Aunt Vernon Steen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God bless you. Welcome this afternoon. How you doing?
Everybody
and how you been?
Hello.
Everybody's talking at one time.
Yeah, can't even hear me.
I'm sitting there have your line. Just hold up.
Okay, we can hear you.
Three-way.
God
the
bless
other,
you.
No, the phone
hey, Bridget, God bless you. I'm going to close everybody's line so we can hear. Hold on. Hey, Bridget, God bless you. How you doing? And how you been?
I've been doing great. And I can say hello to all my aunties and cousins that's on the
Hey, Bridget, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I couldn't hear you. Went out for a minute.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to say hello to all my aunties and cousins that's on this prayer line.
Amen, amen. Well, we welcome you, Bridget. It's so good to have you on the line. We love you. We thank God for you. And just glad to know you're doing good, doing great. Hallelujah. We just thank God. May you be blessed. Amen.
You.
May you receive all that you've kind of received and walk in expectation, expecting God to do it in your life. Amen. God bless you. God keep
Amen.
You. We love you. We love you. Amen. Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Welcome this afternoon. How you doing and how you been?
I'm blessed in the name of Jesus. And I thank my sister for letting me know what time you come on, because I truly be trying to get you this morning. I said, what's going on? What's going on, you know? But then Cheryl called me and told me that what time we were going to be on the line, and I thank her for it. And I thank everyone
Amen.
On the line. I love everybody.
Love you.
Amen. We love you, too.
Amen.
We thank God for you. Cousin Doretha, we missed you last night, too. We lift you up. Amen. So I was saying, where's Cousin Doretha and where's Mama Shirley?
Well, you know something. You know, my wake-up call didn't call me, so that's how we missed because
she
went to sleep.
Okay, so. All right. We had a full line last night at midnight as well, so it was a good time. We definitely prayed for you all, so we just thank God for you all. We pray
all right,
for the family.
Thank you.
21 days that we're in prayer at midnight, so if you can jump on one of these great days that God has blessed us with to be on at midnight, we welcome you. We'd love to have you to be on. It's definitely a sacrifice, amen, to try to stay up or get up. So God bless you, God keep you. Our scripture today is going to be coming from the book of First Peter. So 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 through 12. And I'll be coming from the New King James Version. Amen. That's 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 through 12. The Bible says, finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tenderhearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reveling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. Verse 10 says, for he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips are speaking deceit. Hallelujah. I'm going to close the line with y'all so we don't get the feedback. Hallelujah. I apologize. Amen. the Bible says in verse 10, it says, for he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. What is the Bible saying, family? Where is God is the question. How can we know God is real? Who says the Bible is any better than any other holy books out there? To answer these questions, God sent his son, Jesus Christ, as living evidence. God also chose Peter and others to show what a difference true faith makes in the real world. So here, the once impulsive, belligerent, domineering, and arrogant Peter bears witness to a life of harmony, compassion, love, and humility. What a difference God makes. Amen. You too are God's witness to skeptical people. Let your life be evidence of his truth. Let your pride become humility. Amen. And your insensitivity give way to a genuine affection for others. Hallelujah. Peter's lists five key elements that should characterize any group of believers. One is one mind, pursuing the same goals. Two, compassion, being responsive to others' needs. And three, love, seeing and treating one another as brothers and sisters. Four, tenderness, being affectionately sensitive and caring. And five, humility, being willing to encourage one another and rejoice in one another's successes. See, these five qualities go a long way toward helping believers serve God well. See, in verse 9, we understand in our fallen world, it is often deemed acceptable by some to tear people down verbally or to get back at them if we feel hurt. But Peter remembered Jesus' teaching to turn the other cheek. And Matthew 5:39 encourages his readers to pay back wrongs with blessings, such as by praying for the offender. See, in God's kingdom, revenge is unacceptable behavior, as is insulting a person, no matter how indirectly it is done. Rise above getting back at those who hurt you. Instead of reaching or reacting angrily to these people, pray for them. Some of us get to a point where we say, I just can't pray for them right now. I just feel the way I feel. I'm just going to be like this. You know what? God just going have to forgive me. No. The Bible tells us to do otherwise. Amen. Huh, my Lord, my God, tells us to have control over our tongues. Have control over our tongues. A lot of us don't have control over our tongues. We have a loose tongue and we'll say anything, but the Bible tells us otherwise. As I close up here in scripture, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Bible says the rest of them, let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. See, too often we see peace as merely the absence of conflict, and we think of peacemaking as a passive role, but an effective peacemaker actively pursues peace by building good relationships. A peacemaker anticipates problems and deals with them before they occur. See, when conflicts arise, they are brought into the open and dealt with before they grow unmanageable. Making peace takes hard work. We have to search for it and work to maintain it, but it results in God's blessings. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, we just want to say thank you. The Bible says, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and he hears, his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. I pray that we will seek God even more, amen, to do God's will, amen, to operate in peace and be peacemakers, amen, not doing evil for evil, amen. Hallelujah, being tenderhearted, being courteous. Hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, I ask that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. It is my prayer that we be the doers of the word of God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Hallelujah. Amen. This is what change looks like. Amen. We're a true child of God. Amen. 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 At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. I'll call your name, and we go ahead and have your prayer petition. If the prayers already went forth, just say amen. If you receive it by faith, may it be done according to you and all that's in your household. Amen. Amen. Bernadine, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you this morning, and our prayer sent out to you and your family and everyone that's on the line. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. 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 Father God, we thank you, Lord. We love you. I receive every prayer, every blessing, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ upon this household and all that's on the line. And Lord, I pray that you will continue to bless mm-hmm. your daughter, Bernadette, with long life, oh God, good health and strength, or your peace, oh God, let your joy overtake her each and every day. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus
amen.
Christ, let her receive fresh oil upon amen. Her head, oh God, fresh strength, oh God, let her taste and see even the more that you are good. Amen. And we just want to say thank
amen.
You, Lord. God.
Thank
you. And this is Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Amen and amen. God bless you, Aunt Bernadette. I love you.
Thank
we love you. We thank
you.
God for you. I definitely need that prayer for my household. So I receive it.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, Classy, God bless you. Go ahead.
I'd like to have a special prayer for our cousin Louis Jones. I think he's on the line. That might have been the number that you called.
The line. Thank you.
Hey,
cousin, man,
he's on
cousin
the line.
Lewis,
thank
God bless you. How you doing? What phone number you calling from?
I don't know.
I think Kim called for him.
No, I called.
Oh, okay,
I called.
Okay. God so bless you. Go ahead, cousin Lewis. How you doing and how you been?
I'm doing good. And I enjoy listening to my family, and it's just great. It just do me all good to hear y'all. Hear the prayers.
Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I enjoy everything.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. Didn't know you was on the line.
Thank you.
I called the number, but we lift you up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray that you will continue to bless them with long life, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will order every last one in your steps. Because your word says a good man comes to order by you. So we decree and declare your giving, oh God. Lord, you said that you will not withhold any good thing from your children. And he is your son, oh God. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare victory over your life. We speak life. We speak healing. We speak the joy and the peace of God be with you always and all that your love is concerned about. Hallelujah. May the hand of the Lord continue to be upon your life, leading and guiding you, directing you in the way you should go, that you would truly be blessed and protected.
Yes.
And it's in Jesus' Christ, holy name we pray. To God be the
amen.
Glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
to
God. Bless you. God keep you, cousin Lord. We love you so much. And we thank God
love
for
y'all.
You. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ain't Classy. God bless you. Go ahead. Cousin Lewis is over the line from David. Thank you.
Okay, I want to thank everyone that was praying for my daughter, Sean. I'm asking everybody to keep
amen.
Her in prayer. She's
amen.
Hanging on in there, and I thank God for her. And we love you, Sean, and we're still praying for you. And I say a prayer for you every day and every day. God bless
amen.
You. God keep you. Okay, I'm going to have to get off the line now, so I'll see y'all next Saturday. God bless you.
All right, God
amen.
Bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory
thank God,
God
for today.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Mama, God bless you.
Thank
go ahead.
Lord. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. My prayers continue for healing for those of us got some type of ailment going through our body. Pray
mm-hmm.
the Lord just go ahead and give us healing. Like my body, my lungs, I've been seeing stuff. I've been like, I wish I could do this and do that, but I'm still waiting on God to heal these lungs of mine, heal this heart of mine, heal this adrenaline, and just heal everything that's going on in my body and for those online too. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Any of us that's dealing with any unforgiveness, I pray that you would forgive. Amen. And let go. And let God have your faith. God, we just want to say thank you. We lift up your daughter on today. Amen. Lord, we pray, oh God,
yes.
for healing for her body, oh God. Lord, hallelujah, we know you to be a healer. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. And all that's dealing with
mm-hmm.
any type of ailment,
mm-hmm.
oh God, on the line, any type of sickness and disease, oh God, we know that it did not come from you. Amen. So we command it to cease its works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, bless the blood, oh God, for we know life of the flesh is in the blood. Lord, bless, oh God, and give us long life, oh God. Show us your salvation. Amen. Oh, Lord, let us be blessed, oh God, with strength and let us not not be feeble, God. Lord, bless every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every nerve, every tissue, amen, every bone in our bodies, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, you are Jehovah Shalom, our peace and our health, our prosperity, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, let, oh God, your daughter and all that's on the line and every family member and loved one that are needing to hear them, let our help spring forth speedily right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, restore help unto us and heal all our wounds, oh God.
Yeah.
Lord, bring help and the cure to every area of our life and give us the abundance of peace, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let us prosper and be in health even as our soul prosper, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, if we open up the way for the enemy to come in and operate in us, oh God, let that door be closed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It is due to unforgiveness or any bitterness or resentment that we may have, oh God. Oh Lord, deliver us right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We speak health and healing, amen. We speak life and not death, amen. We speak blessing and not curse, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We give you full mind, body, soul, and spirit in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare anything that attaches itself to you, in you or on you, that has been destroyed by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that you're made new and whole. Amen. Healed by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. May God release his healing virtue into your body, touching your lungs, your heart, amen. May your heart be with the rhythm of life. May your lungs flow, amen. The air flow in and out. May it be restored and repaired in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray right now that you just would give us, hallelujah, the blessing of God to make it rich and add no sorrow. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray and I bless you. To God be the glory. Amen. God bless you, Mama. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. If you're dealing with any unforgiveness, I pray that you will forgive and let go and let God. I pray that you will forgive. Whoever it is, past, present, whatever it is, you must forgive. Amen. I want you to understand you cannot be forgiven, and it opens up the way for the enemy to operate in your life, and you can continue to pray and pray and pray about the same thing. If you're dealing with unforgiveness and you're dealing with bitterness and you're dealing with anger, rage, and resentment, amen, you're stopping yourself from being healed. My Lord, my God, I'm telling you just a little bit. The Bible tells you that a little bit of leaven, hallelujah, it leavens the whole. It's just a little bit. It leavens it. It can't give just a little bit to it. Amen. It opens up. That's all the enemy needs is just a little bit. Just a little bit to get in. If you heard the saying, if you give a person, if you give them an inch, they'll take a mile. If you open up the way, they're coming in. All they need is a way to enter in. God bless you. God keep you. And that's for whoever on the line is dealing with it. Amen. And you know if it's you or not. May God help you, amen, to be able to release it, give it all over to him, and let God have his way. The Bible says, he says, vengeance is mine, said the Lord. So we don't have to try to deal with that. We don't have to hold that anger and resentment and try to get back at anybody. Amen. Just stand and forgive and let go and let God. God bless you. God keep you, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank
you. God for you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Sean, Denise,
God bless
you. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. May God continue to bless you for keeping this prayer line going. Mm-hmm. Bless your house, your family, and your household. Thank you for giving us the word on here. And God does. You know, the devil don't play fair, so God wants us to forgive. And I thank God for telling you just believe in healing, because I know what he done for me, he'll do it for you. So I just thank you, God.
Yeah.
Thank my aunties, my cousin on this line. Thanks our family. And to God be the glory. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you, Cousin Sharon. You know we love you. Can't thank God enough.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And
thank
amen.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, Bridget, God bless
Hallelujah.
You. Go ahead. Hey, Bridget. Okay, I don't know what
she's
doing.
I don't know if
she's
on here with me.
She's on there with you.
She's on here with me.
Okay, okay.
She was, she's
okay,
what? I don't know.
Okay, we'll keep going. Amen. Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. I pray for you. Tabernacle, you are doing a marvelous job for God. And keep on doing. And bless you. And bless your household. And bless your companions. I love that when you say forgive. We have to forgive for God can work in us. Whatever it is, we have to forgive.
Amen.
So we can let our good light shine. If we don't forgive, you can sit down. Because God ain't gonna deal. You got to forgive. And all the healers will be healed in your body in the name of Jesus. And I say
in the name of Jesus,
keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on thanking the blood of Jesus. Because you know it wasn't nobody but Jesus keeping you going. And I pray for your household all the time. Because you need prayer. Your house needs prayer. We all need prayer in the name of Jesus. So continue.
Amen.
And God bless you. And I'm missing my Auntie Ruth and May and Brenda and Connie. So I'm going to call to see where they at. Because I really miss them this morning. Amen.
God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. I pray that God will continue to speak your strength. Amen. That you will continue to seek God even more. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that you will continue to be humble. Amen. For the Bible says, if you humble yourself, he will exalt you. Amen. So, Lord, I just want to say thank you that there will be a time, oh God, that you will exalt your Lord, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That she continue to be humble, oh God, for your word, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that every need be met. Let there be no lack of your goodness operating through our life, oh God. And Lord, I pray that your blessings run down and take over, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, let her have long life, amen, hallelujah, peace, joy, and happiness. Let your head of protection be around her and those in our family, oh God. And we just want to say thank you as we decree in the path of the stone, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. And bless you to God. Glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God for you. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Go ahead. And Eliza Jane, God bless you. Go ahead.
Those that was not on the line, they probably didn't get the word that it was 12 o'clock because Kim was kind of spreading it around, so that's probably why Brenda then was not on here. But I thank God for you, and I want Max and him to bless you and keep you strong so that you can continue this prayer line. Bless your family. And your health. And
thank you.
I just you covered our families, and I want to thank you for that. So I'm thankful. I'm just thankful for being here. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. For you. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, imagine, Lord, I pray, oh God, let your daughter receive supernatural strength to keep on keeping on, oh God. Lord, I ask, oh God, that you restore, oh Lord, restore our health, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I call upon you, God, of our hope, oh God, restore the hope, restore the joy. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, imagine, oh Lord, when the feet hit the ground, oh God, as you stand up in the name of Jesus Christ.
The peace
that passes all understanding. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you for your head of protection that's around, oh God. Thank you, oh God, it's you that keeps her and it continues to keep her, oh God. We pray, oh God, for your continued blessings to flow into our life and the life of our children and grandchildren and all that you love and concerned about. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. We love you, Elijah Jane. We thank thank God for you.
Yes.
Oh,
amen.
Amen.
Glad
Hallelujah.
To hear you on there. So
amen.
When Lewis is on there, you have to call Lewis' name for him to say something. That's how
okay.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless
Amen.
You. God keep you. Amen. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Hallelujah and praise God. And it's so uplifting to listen to everyone on the line. And your prayer, it covers it all. So all I can
Amen.
Say is amen and glory to God.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Cousin Earlene, we love you so much. And I just pray that God will continue to use you mighty. Lord, I pray, oh God, that you will operate according to your wisdom, oh God. Amen. According to the will that you have for our life, oh Lord. And Lord, I pray, oh God, that you bless our eyes of Zion on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we can't thank you enough for the life of and strength of your daughter, Earlene. Lord, I ask that you
thank
make
you,
oh God.
Thank
hallelujah. Let her be strong as the cedars of Lebanon. Amen. In the mighty name
yes.
of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, Lord, let us sing a new song unto you, Father God. Ha, 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 ba, ba,
yeah.
That all will receive you in the mighty name
Lord.
Of Jesus Christ and surround and all
thank
that
you
speak to, oh God, will be filled with your joy,
yes,
unspeakable joy. And we just want to say
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, oh God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray.
Thank
to
you.
God be the
thank
glory.
You.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you, Cousin Earlene. Hold on. Yes, Lord. Amen. Cousin Dorita, God bless you. Go ahead.
My request today is to bless for everyone on the line that they in a reasonable post of health and God keep on blessing them to be in a reasonable post of health. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. We pray that God will just continue to, his hand will continue to be upon your life and the life of your children. May joy overtake all that's in your household and all that you are concerned about. May the peace of God lead, guide, instruct, and direct you all the days of your life. May you be a pursuer of peace. Amen. A peacemaker in the mighty name of Jesus Christ for your family and all those you come in contact with. May they know that you are a woman of peace. Amen. And you pursue peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name. Pray to God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, to God, God bless your family. I thank God for you as we wrap up here in prayer. I'm just going to close us out in the prayer protection. And we thank you, Father God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, all
I'm
going
to have to leave the line because my nurse is coming.
All this seems to be on the line. Come again, I'm sorry. Also, I've got
somebody to my nurse is coming in. Okay.
Time.
Bye.
She's going to have to mute the line. Her nurse is coming in.
Oh, okay, okay. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for all that's on, everyone that's on the line today, every family member and loved one, oh God. And Lord, we pray, oh God, and those who seek to be on this day was not able to make it, oh God. We lift them up right now. We lift up our cousin Brenda Gill and her family, oh God. We lift up our cousin Connie and our auntie Ruth and May, Lord. We lift them up and my niece Twan and my daughter Jamil, oh Lord. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, our cousin Kim, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name that you would just continue to move in us and on us, oh God. Oh Lord, let thy will be done, oh God, in us, oh God, so all would know that we belong to you, Father God, that all would see Christ is working on the inside, for we have the resurrection power for your word said, Lord Jesus, that if we abide in you, that you abide in us, amen, that all will see that you are in us, amen, and we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, let your power surround us right now. Let your high-ranking angels locate us right now and stand guard around us and protect us wherever there's any attacks, oh God, or situation that poses a threat against us or our family members, our children, oh God. Intervene divinely right now, Lord, and preserve us, oh God, and protect our lives and our family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you for your protection and your strengthening and your deliverance. Amen. We know, Father God, that deliverance is only available in Christ Jesus to those that believe. And we believe, amen. So even right now as we believe, oh God, let your deliverance manifest or deliver us from everything that poses a threat to our lives and strengthen us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Even if we feel like we cannot go on anymore, oh Lord, release your strength right now. Or when we feel like we are tired and cannot go on, oh God, release your strength right now so that we can keep on keeping on. Amen. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are faithful. Amen. And reassuring to release the grace over us right now to trust you and to know that you will surely come through for us. Amen. And protect us in all our ways from the evil one. Wherever there is any attack or trap of the enemy that is launched against us, protect us and keep us going, oh God. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, that your protection is being released around us and those in our family. Amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, for your divine protection in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, and we are protected. Amen. We decree and declare that wherever we face, we are protected, and we shall come out shining. We shall live and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, I pray that you will continue to bless the life, oh God, of your daughter. Hallelujah. Bonnie and her mother. Hallelujah. Vera, oh God, and her children and husband, all that she loves and concerned about, and all that's on the line. Lord, I pray, oh God, that you will continue to strengthen our husbands, oh God. Oh, Lord, that you will bless them, oh God, and all that they need and more. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare your goodness and your favor, your blessing and your protection. Hallelujah. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name I pray. To God be the glory that we pray. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you.
God keep you. Amen. May you seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and all that you do. Amen. And trust God even the more in this season of our lives. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This time I'll call you. Anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen, and I'll release the pastor's blessing. Amen, Bernstein. Amen, Bernstein.
Yes.
My.
Thank you, God. Amen.
Amen. God
amen.
Bless you. God keep you. Mama.
Amen. Look, once again, thank you for praying for us, interceding prayer for us. And once again, if you will meet again from Houston and India, I love all of y'all. God bless.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Cousin Lewis, God bless you. Go ahead.
This a blessing to listen to every said I miss. I hate it. But I love all of y'all.
Amen.
Amen.
We love you. God
amen.
Bless you. Amen. Cousin Sean Denise.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Mama Sharon Gordon.
Amen. Amen. It's a blessing to have a man on the prayer line this morning and bless him.
Yes.
And amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Ain't Eliza Jane?
Amen.
Ain't Eliza Jane? Amen. Cousin Erlene?
Amen. And praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Cousin Dorita? Okay, I think she off the line. Amen. Hope y'all got everybody. Did I get your cousin Sean Denise?
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless your family. Does someone say something?
God bless you.
God bless you, Tabernacle.
Thank you, thank
God bless you. God bless you all. God bless you. I love you. I thank God for everyone on the line. Thank y'all for this time. Next Saturday we will be on at noon as well. And we'll be, because I'm wrapping up the midnight prayer so we can let everyone else know I'll send out a flyer or something, that we'll be back on at noon on next Saturday.
All right, man.
All righty. Okay. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the confidence that you are a child of God. Your today, hallelujah, and your tomorrows are going to be filled with joy, peace, and accomplishment beyond anything you can possibly imagine. You are, hallelujah, living in the kingdom of glory where Jesus Christ is Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Sing and shout, then I'll